It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. There's a public lecture taking place tonight on the campus of Penn State New Kensington with a rather unusual title, Muscle Cars, Lattes, and Rooftop Grilling, How We Sell the Founders and Why It Matters. The speaker is Andy Schockett, whose latest book is called Fighting Over the Founders, How We Remember the American Revolution. Dr. Schockett is director of American Culture Studies and professor of history at Bowling Green University, where he teaches early American history. He joins us now in studio. Andy Schockett, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thanks for having me.
So when you talk about selling the founders, the founding fathers, what are you referring to exactly? What is selling the founders?
Well, I'm referring to, in this particular case, TV commercials, but we see them in print ads, we see them in radio ads, we see them as politicians often will quote the founders or refer to them, and so it's how we, in all sorts of ways, use the founders to sell products or to sell ideas or to sell candidates.
Is this anything new, really?
It is, and it isn't. I mean, certainly since the founding, for example, political candidates have invoked the founders for all sorts of things. In fact, in Davy Crockett's autobiography, he has a passage, how to run for office. And he says, one of the things you do is talk about how great the founders are and how terrible today's politicians are. And that was the 1830s. So, I mean, we've been doing that for a long time. But it's been, and of course, a lot of our listeners probably even remember growing up seeing, the President's Day car sales or whatever, and George Washington on TV trying to, sell you cars and so forth. But I think it's a little different nowadays because, like so many other things, even the way we use the founders has become much more ideological, much more politicized.
So when we use the founders to sell a product, are we altering, in effect, their message or the essence of what they are, what they had to say, what they stood for when it's appropriated and used in some sort of an advertisement?
A little bit. It's in a way, it's using them in different ways to signal to, in this case, different consumers based on who advertisers think they are and who might be interested. So to give you an example, when I talk about cars, for example, there was a car commercial that came out in 2011. It was a Dodge Challenger commercial, and it had George Washington routing the British driving a black Dodge Challenger. It was very masculine, very military. It was an ad that even commenters at the time said, oh, Tea Party people are going to love this. And contrast that to, for example, there was a Fiat 500L commercial a few years ago. And I don't know if you know what that car looks like. It's this, and it's this very cute little foreign car that mostly tends to appeal to women. And the commercial for that started out, the British are coming. And it's, no, it's the Italians. And so they change all their clothes and they have lattes on the table. And you can see one of these people in colonial costumes taking off their headwear to put and cutting their hair short.
I remember this ad.
Right.
Yes.
And so, but it says something very different about what the revolution was and who is in it and what's important in it and who belongs. Is it this sort of patriotic military revolution, or is it this revolution of more personal freedom that's open to women, and who's a revolutionary? So it's a very different way of sort of appropriating the founders and saying who belongs and who's American. And of course, when we're talking about the American Revolution, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about what it is to be American.
So does this in some way alter people's perceptions of the founding fathers? I mean, it probably reinforces a stereotype because oftentimes, you see something that plays on, Honest Abe, the character of Honest Abe or the character of George Washington who could not tell a lie, what does it do to oversimplify who the Founding Fathers were?
Oh, absolutely. It a lot of it does oversimplify. So there was an ad. There was an ad in this Super Bowl. It was apartments.com, and probably and it had George Washington in it. And there were also some trailers for this commercial, as there are nowadays for Super Bowl commercials. And the most notable thing about it was that, you know, George Washington had artificial teeth, right? And so, you know, it's some of the stuff, you know, very much simplifies as it needs to in a 30-second commercial, because, you know, one of the reasons why advertisers and politicians use the Founders is, you know, as a shorthand, right? As something that everybody recognizes. And that's what ads do. They necessarily, right, simplify and give us quick images. You know, when you have 30 seconds to work with, that's what you do. So it does simplify rather than, as opposed to, say, what historians do, which is to try and make complicated, to show how complicated and nuanced and things were.
So if people don't read their history, or if they have maybe lost touch with it, are they then vulnerable to, you know, succumbing to this overly simplified idea that then tends to obscure the true meaning of what it meant to be a founder of this country, and ultimately what it means to be American?
Absolutely, and that's a great point. And of course, that's true with our history, and that's no less than it's true of current events and current politics. And just as you have, you know, many wonderful guests on your show, and you ask them great questions because you want people to be informed and think beyond just the simple slogans and to really think about things in depth. That's true of history, just as it's true of current events and current politics. And, you know, we want people to be informed.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Andy Schockett. His latest book is Fighting Over the Founders, How We Remember the American Revolution. And he's speaking at Penn State New Kensington tonight and giving the public address Muscle Cars, Lattes, and Rooftop Grilling, How We Sell the Founders and Why It Matters. What would the founders make of all this? There was advertising back in, certainly in Lincoln's day, and I would think some form of it when Washington was around. They couldn't have possibly envisioned this, but was this type of thing being done when they were still walking on the earth?
There wasn't in the sense of endorsements or that sort of thing. So advertising in newsprint was different. So I think they would have found this. I think they would have found it pretty bewildering. Although of all of them, certainly someone like Benjamin Franklin knew advertising pretty well, running a newspaper, mm-hmm. and he of all of them, I imagine, would probably be the most amused.
Does it do a positive thing? And then in that, when people, particularly millennials, say, for example, see an ad with a character or a caricature of Washington or Lincoln or Jefferson or whomever, might they then become more curious about them and find out who they truly are? Does it become a springboard to seeking greater knowledge?
Sometimes it does, and that's of course what we historians tell ourselves to comfort ourselves, whether it's true or not.
Advertisers probably say that. They go, "Well, we're not doing any harm here."
Right, right. And hey, we're just doing it because, not to sell our products. We want to get kids interested in history. Another example is many listeners here may be familiar with a lot of what's going on with the musical Hamilton. The Broadway musical,
right.
And of course, that cast album being number one in the R&B charts for a while this spring and getting lots of attention. And it's true that, you know, some of my colleagues are finding that when we go to talk to high school students, that's one of the reasons how they got interested, that they're interested in history or that period of history because they've listened to the musical, and some people get interested in history because, you know, they saw The Patriot, or some of your PBS, NPR listeners who kids watch PBS, maybe they saw Liberty's Kids, which was a series on PBS, and that's gotten them interested in early American history. So sometimes these things do pique an interest, and people explore more, and I hope that they do.
So any kind of pop culture reference, even if it's a commercial, can be a productive thing.
Well, one hopes. Not all the time.
But what is the when you give this address tonight, what is the point that you want to really get across to people, especially in terms of why it matters, why how we sell the founders matters?
The point I want to get across is for people to look at those ads and think about when a founder is being used, who are they selling? You know, who's being sold to here, and what's being sold, and why is this image being used? Because it goes beyond just the selling of the product. They're also selling an idea of that it's American to buy this product, right? So what does that mean then to be an American? Who's included in the commercial? What does the commercial say about these founders that suggests something about who we are as a people and who belongs?
And is that a legitimate conversation if it comes out of a commercial?
I think it's legitimate in the sense that when advertisers put things in a commercial that are recognizable, it's because they're recognizable. It's this shorthand. And so we need to understand this shorthand that actually communicates a lot more than, in our minds. It evokes a lot of associations in our minds beyond, those 3 seconds in the commercial.
Andy Schonkett is the author of Fighting Over the Founders, How We Remember the American Revolution. He's appearing at Penn State New Kensington tonight at 7 p.m. to give a public lecture entitled Muscle Cars, Lattes, and Rooftop Grilling, How We Sell the Founders and Why It Matters. Andy Schonkett, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks so much for having me.
Coming up, we continue our series of interviews with candidates for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania as Democrat Katie McGinty stops by. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.